Welcome to another Petisco, a bite-sized chat about current topics in Portugal. This week, I jump on a quick Zoom call with Luís and we discuss the key in hand process. Okay, so Luís, this is your first Petisco episode. Are you excited?
Oh, of course I am. Professional.
Well, now you took me once to a Petisco place in Marinha Grande. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
And we had some amazing. The one that I remember the most from that day was the pica-pau. But what's your favorite Petisco?
Well, I have a long list.
Give me one.
Let's say lagartos.
Lagartos. Explain what that is.
Lizards. It's small pieces of meat, black pork.
Okay, and how is it cooked? Why is it so good?
A little bit salt, nothing else. Pretty simple, but pretty good as well.
Nice. All right. So Petisco is a bite-sized episode about an interesting topic. Mm-hmm. Just tell us a little bit about who you work for and what you do.
Well, basically, I work for Laser Launch. We're guiding the department of after sales. But basically, I accompany clients from the moment they decide to buy a property in Portugal until, well, every step of the way, basically.
Okay, so you're not a real estate agent?
No, not at all. I normally work with specific developers that were selected, and I accompany clients on all the challenges, which is to buy a property on a different country, with a different culture, a different mindset. So basically, we communicate with the clients and do the bridge.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a fun job. I've got a page open here for a key in hand process, and maybe you can just explain to us briefly what the key in hand process is.
Well, a key in hand is quite a simple process. Basically, with a few developers, we've prepared specific projects which are guided for this kind of market, and are also optimized according to the experience of all of us. Basically, it's a project where the plans are prepared, everything is prepared, the finishings are defined, which allows a little bit of flexibility to the clients on when they buy a property. But at the same time, it allows them to achieve a specific price, because by organizing the process like this, we're able to achieve better conditions for clients.
Okay. You've got children, right?
Yes, two.
So they know the Lion King.
Yeah. To do.
And the circle of life.
Well.
Okay, so let's talk about this key in hand circle of life. First of all, you mentioned that there's certain things that are already in place. So plans are in place, finishes are established, price is fixed. I can't come with a random design and say, please build this for me in this scenario.
It doesn't function like that. Basically, there are a few adjustments that we can consider always on the project.
Okay.
Small details on the inside mostly. But the basic project is always prepared. So we need to have a fixed price to clients. We cannot work on an open market and, well, design a house and let's see how much it costs. That doesn't function like that. In order to ensure security for our clients, we need to have that fixed. And the basic is the price. In order to have an achieved price, we have to have a closed project.
Okay. So we'll come back to the adjustments and changes and things like that, and more of what you do in this process. But on this circle, on this key in hand circle of life here, we've got step one to step five. Key in hand, choosing your favorite design. Two, let's talk. So actually entering into contact with somebody that they can trust. Visit Portugal, visit the site. And number five, finally select your favorite location. That's not something that you do yourself, but it's something that you recommend to people to do?
Well, like for example, with Portugal Realty, they do, first of all, they have a wide knowledge of the market, which is, I think it's important for clients to understand the market itself before choosing a location. They follow these initial steps. I can assist on the process, but this is a part of the clients where they feel comfortable, where they feel safe, where they got the views that they like, the coffee shops that they like, that kind of details. That's personal from each client, and that's a step that normally is accompanied by a sales team.
What's the best coffee in Portugal?
What's best brand? Coffee in Portugal? Oh, probably Delta, for sure. Depends on the machine as well. The machine is an important part. But I've got huge knowledge on that. So coffee,
and
is for sure the best one.
And what sweet petishka would you have with your coffee?
Sweet petishka? Well, long list again. Probably pastel nata. Pastel nata will serve the purpose.
So that's a good answer. You can't go wrong with pastel nata. Okay. So 125 has happened. The clients come over. They're working with someone they can trust. They found the location they want. They like the project, the house, the design, the plot itself. This is where you come in now. You handle everything after that, right?
I start there. Normally, I work with each client a minimum of 7 years. So basically, we assume 18 months, 24 for the process itself of construction. Then the 5 years of guarantee. Well, most of the clients actually stay with us to accompany in the future, even after guarantee. But normally, each client 7 years.
7 years. So that's why you've always got so much chocolate and whiskeys and stuff from the clients.
Chocolate, yeah, wine. Yeah.
Okay. Every time I walk into your office, you've got something from somewhere of a client that's been happy and given you a gift. So it's a good sign.
It's a good sign. Right. And I like chocolates as well, so it's always good.
Who doesn't, you know? So it's not a petishka, but it's still good. Okay, so what do you do in terms of these last final steps for the client? In terms of, let's take the key, we're talking key in hand.
Yes.
The client has now chosen the house, the location, and they're ready to go. What do you do from this point onwards?
Well, it's quite a simple process. I understand that when people look at this, it looks like a challenge to build a house. Well, we're quite accustomed to this, and we take every client step by step. The first part is to sit down with the client. We need to understand, well, what he likes, what he doesn't like, what are their requirements. And we start from there. Initially, just on the plan itself, to understand if any of the adjustments that might be considering have or not any kind of implications, so that we can communicate with the builder and everybody involved to prepare that. And then finishings, details, everything.
Okay, so let's just take a step, the first part. So you look at the plans. Mm-hmm. For example, if I am a client and I've bought a house, but I would love an extra space for a little office or a pantry or something like that, that's something that you would then try to make happen and fit into the plans.
Well, we try to adjust that according to the limitations that we might have to try to find a solution for the client always.
Okay. And then finishings, this is when if I decide that I want to have some tiles with pink spots in the bathroom, these are things that...
You can have pink, green, orange, whatever. It's finishings are a detail of the client. It's personal taste. There's no ever a wrong answer for that. So you basically are fulfilling what the client wants there.
Do you advise tiles with pink spots?
Well, no.
Why not? I mean, you know, you said it's all about personal taste.
It is personal taste, but I'm about timeless materials. So I like, well, plain colors, white, grays, that kind of colors. But it's actually, there's a trend. Well, I never had a client asking for pink. Wouldn't be, but for the moment, no pink clients. But normally they start, well, basically with white and grays or beige, depending if they want a warmer or a colder house. Then we follow from there. That's quite a simple process to do.
Okay. And one of the things that I've seen, Luis, is just with this key in hand process, modern houses are the most popular option. What are the, you know, so some basic reasons that this is happening?
Basically the main reason I think it changed into the modern house, first of all, is the possibility of having a lot of natural light coming into the house. Is a thing actually, even for me as a Portuguese, I've learned this from a foreign client, that the importance of the sun, the importance of the views, because if you see typical Portuguese construction, they have very small windows. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the parts. The second of that, in terms of modern houses, is the usage of the space, the functionality of the space. You lose a lot of circulation spaces, lost spaces that you actually don't use on the house. So you try to maximize that. But for me, in terms of modern house, I also have some limitations of how modern I want to go. For me, the main important part for clients is, well, it needs to look beautiful, but it needs to be function as well. So I don't compromise one by the other. as well. I can do an amazing house, and after 5 minutes, if that doesn't function, the client is not going to be happy. So I need to balance the two of them. But that's the advantage of modern house. It allows a lot of combinations, a lot of adjustments, and it functions like that.
Okay.
Nice and simple.
Coming back to the 7-year relationship, I mean, it's quite a, I would imagine if I'm sitting at a barbecue and I'm saying to friends of mine, I'm building a house in another country, they're going to say I'm a little bit crazy. And it's quite a nervous thing for people. You, part of your job is to make people feel calm and relaxed and like the process is all under control.
Well, basically, to build a house itself is always a challenge, well, especially if you don't work in the market. So to discuss new construction, technical details, something that you don't have the experience, so you always feel a little bit uncomfortable with it. That's where we enter. Basically, we take our experience and give it to the clients. So like details, like simple, a socket, where the socket makes sense to have or not, a light point. That's where our experience helps the clients. So we try to make it as nice and simple to the clients. We always give an initial proposal to every client. So the client has an idea. We don't leave it up to the client to find a solution for it. We find the solution. We're basically here to be that solution.
Excellent. So the clients are talking to you every step of the way, email, telephone, different phases of construction. They're still being informed and kept up to date as to what's happening.
Well, our team keeps on sending regular progress reports to clients for them to understand what's going on. Every time that they might have a question, the distance is a phone call or a message, and the client has some feedback on what's happening or not. It's quite simple. Nowadays, we're basically connecting clients to what's going on site. So for us, it's quite simple to help clients on there. And for clients, it's also comfortable to being able to know what's going on.
Okay. So a petisco is a really simple, tasty treat. So let's make this really simple. Why would you recommend to people to go with the key in hand process in a very brief and petisco type?
Well, first of all, there's financial reasons, which I think is, the starting point. There is also fiscal reasons, which is also interesting, but that wouldn't be a petisco because that's a long conversation. Yes. But most of it, it's the possibility of being able to make it a home. When you buy a house which is already finished, there's always a few details which you're not very comfortable with. Mm-hmm. So it's always it's a project, basically. And the main purpose of using a key in hand solution, you can make it your home. So everything is adjusted, the colors, everything might be perfect. And that's the biggest advantage.
So the house you want in the location you want.
Always.
Okay, so as we all know, Luis, construction is not a simple process, especially when you're doing it in another country, but you help to simplify all of this for the clients. So they don't have to go and sit and apply at the licensing offices and these kind of things. How are the ways that you simplify this for the client?
Well, basically, the client can go if they want. The client can be present in every step of the way, but basically our mission is to simplify that. From the moment that the client decides the location that they want, and they decide to proceed on a specific location in a specific plot, we take care of everything from there. We're present at the deed, we take care of licensing, we reply to everything that the council might need, we take care of all the construction license, habitation license, certification, everything, every step of the way. The client does not need to worry about that. That's our mission.
Okay, and one of the other things is they don't have to come over all the time because you keep them informed about stages of construction and the progress.
Yeah, we keep the clients updated and everything that's going on site. We send a monthly report and basically all. Normally for a normal villa, let's say, a client can schedule 2 visits, which are normally sufficient. But if they want to come every month, they can as well. But we can organize this in 1 or 2 visits.
Okay, fantastic. All right, Luis, thanks so much. And I'm going to let you call it.
Okay, well, that's it then.
All right, take care of yourself. Cheers. For more information about the Key in Hand process, follow the links available. And please subscribe to this podcast, share it with your friends, and we'll be back again soon with a brand new petisco. Welcome to the simple life.